And Blake, or rather Balake. The song is called Nobody. Up next is a news in detail.
The Queen's on Breakfast, 6 to 10 a.m.
The Power FM News, brought to you by Techno Accessories. Techno, say hello to original.
Bringing you out of the press news from Lusaka, Arkabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News. FM News.
Governance and Development Advocate Zambia has called on leaders to prioritize development over politics. Engineering Institution of Zambia has urged continued investment in renewable energy, energy and skill development. Within international news, jihadist fighters have staged a series of attacks on Mali military posts. And finally, in sports news, DR Congo striker Jackson Muleka has joined Al Khouzz permanently.
And now, the Power FM News.
With upfront and reliable news every day, I'm Shekai Nasakala. Governance and Development Advocates Zambia Executive Director Elias Mulenga has called on political leaders to separate politics from development, stressing that these two are distinct areas. Within an interview, Mr. Mulenga pointed out that the development is a continuous journey, while politics involves the periodic transfer of power. He has therefore urged political leaders to take full responsibility for advancing development rather than focusing on personal or political interests. He criticized the tendency to abandon unfinished projects started by previous governments, emphasizing that these should serve as a foundation for the new administration's development initiatives. He said this continuity is essential for maximizing the benefits of early investments and ensuring sustained progress.
Politics without evolving matters for development, in the sense that development is a continuous process. If this political party is in power and it hands over power to another, I'm saying it hands over power because our constitution does not allow for fighting when you are exchanging power. If there is another political party that is coming to take over, they should build on where the other regime had left things and forge ahead. Otherwise, the issue of like abandoning projects that were implemented by others should not be entertained going forward. We want to see an inclusive of development so that what others started should continue with the other regimes that are coming ahead of us. That is the only way we can develop.
Member of Parliament for Mumbwa Central has officially commissioned the Kanwaziba Rural Health Center along with four other vital community projects aimed at improving the welfare of residents in the constituency. Represented by council chairman during the event, Mr. Nandua expressed heartfelt gratitude to President Hakainde Hichilema for the timely provision of the constituency development funds. He emphasized that these funds have been instrumental in addressing numerous community challenges across Mumbwa Central. Mr. Nandua also acknowledged the government's decision to increase CDF allocations, describing it as a clear demonstration of the administration's commitment to community development through sustained financial support. And in a significant gesture to empower local groups, Mr. Nandua handed over grants totaling to 2,240,400 kwacha to 67 clubs and cooperatives. He encouraged recipients to utilize these funds responsibly to enhance their livelihoods and contribute positively to their communities. Mr. Nandua further urged community members to safeguard their newly commissioned projects, stressing the importance of preserving these assets to benefit future generations.
And within a separate development still within your news, Operation Young Vote, OYV, has commended the Energy Regulation Board, DRB, and the UPND government for sustaining reduced fuel pump prices for the second month, thanks to the Kwacha's appreciation and increased foreign exchange supply. OYV Executive Director Agnes Yerenda says this reduction is a relief for motorists and businesses, boosting production and household purchasing power. Mr. Nyerenda has, however, expressed concern over ongoing electricity load shedding, which is severely impacting small and medium enterprises, SMEs, and entrepreneurs who rely on power. He has criticized the government for exporting electricity amid local shortages and unfulfilled promises to end load shedding. Mr. Nyerenda has warned that while lower fuel prices and a strong Kwacha support economic growth, the electricity crisis could negate these benefits. He has called for continued monitoring of fuel prices, transparent communication on electricity issues, and encourages businesses to capitalize on favorable fuel prices.
Operation Young Vote would like to note and appreciate the reduction and also implore the ERB and government to do even more so that the ranges in which the fuel prices would be hovering around are those that are much more favorable to an average citizen, whereas there seems a positive outlook on the fuel and exchange rate. The opposite seems true regarding electricity vis-a-vis load shedding. It remains arguably convincing that a lot of small and medium enterprises and entrepreneurs depend more on electricity than fuel.
The Engineering Institution of Zambia EIZ has called for sustained investment in renewable energy and the development of technical skills to support the country's growing energy needs and industrial ambitions. The institution has since commended government and ZESCO Limited for the successful commissioning of the 100 megawatt solar power plant in Chisamba District, a significant milestone in diversifying Zambia's energy mix and enhancing energy security through clean, renewable power. The institution has highlighted that this solar power plant addresses the nation's power deficit, supports industrial growth, and aligns with the 8th National Development Plan by encouraging private sector participation and sustainable infrastructure development. Engineer Wesley Kaluva, president of the EIZ, emphasized the importance of collaboration among investors, contractors, and financiers to successfully deliver such project, expressing optimism about increased opportunities for local engineers. He did say that EIZ remains committed to supporting sustainable energy infrastructure that will boost the national grid's capacity and drive Zambia's social economic development.
Within international news, Chadian opposition leader and former Prime Minister Success Nsara, who has been in detention since mid-May, has ended his hunger strike after about a week of fasting, his lawyers announced. On Saturday, about 20 women from his opposition party, the Transformateurs, demonstrated in their undergarments at N'Djamena to demand the release of their leader. We monitored African News.
Masra, arrested on May 16th, announced his hunger strike last Tuesday in a letter made public by his lawyers. He is being prosecuted for incitement to hatred and revolt, formation and complicity of armed gangs, complicity in murder, arson and desecration of graves. On May 14th, 14 people, mostly women and children, were killed in Mandakao in the Logon Occidental region, southwest Chad, according to the Chadian justice system, which accuses Masra of having provoked this massacre through one of his public statements. Sukse Masra, originally from the south of the country, enjoys widespread popularity among the predominantly Christian and southern populations who feel marginalized by the predominantly Muslim regime in N'Djamena.
Still in international news, jihadist fighters have launched a series of simultaneous attacks on military posts across numerous towns in Mali, the third major assault on the army over the last month. Mali's army said it repelled Tuesday's morning's attacks, allegedly neutralizing more than 80 militants without saying if there were any other casualties. However, Jamaat Nusrat al-Islam World Muslimin, an Al-Qaeda-linked group who said it was behind the attacks, said it had